Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. A new tool in the law enforcement arsenal may debut as early as next month, facial recognition technology. According to an article in the Wall Street Journal last month, dozens of law enforcement agencies across the country will soon use handheld devices that can identify potential suspects with a snapshot. But with Facebook's introduction of the facial recognition software in June, has the public already gotten on board? Joining me now to talk about the implications of new advances in facial recognition technology is Slate's technology columnist, Farhad Manju. Farhad, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, thanks. Good to be here.
Well, this is a mind-blowing conversation we're about to have. First of all, how does this technology work? Pretend you're a computer. What are you looking for in my face that will help you match it up with a second photo that you would take of my face?
Well, the theory is that we all have sort of mathematical features on our faces that don't change from picture to picture. So among them, kind of the distance between your eyes or the length of the bridge of your nose, those kinds of things. A computer can analyze a photo, take those measurements, and in these systems, they take, you know, dozens and up to hundreds of measurements, and then they compare them over multiple photos, and if they find a match, then they know that those faces are likely the same person or probably closely related people, because that's also caught sometimes.
So this is what my iPad does when it can file my family members by recognizing their faces.
Oh, yeah. Apple has several years ago bought a facial recognition technology company, and it's one of many of the sort of tech giants, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, as you mentioned, all have technology to do this. They, you know, include it in their photo programs and on their websites and in various other parts. You know, as you saw in iPhoto, many people sort of have come to use these systems, even if they're not billed as the kind of facial recognition systems that the law enforcement officials will be using.
But this is where we get into the interesting part. Sometimes I notice, Farhad, the recognition can be wrong. So sometimes my iPad thinks my face is my daughter's or my mother's, or sometimes my son is recognized as my daughter because the computer is imperfect.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the theory is that over time, for two reasons, these systems will get better. First, because there will be more computing power, and, you know, computers just are always getting faster, even your iPad. Over time, it'll have enough processing power to be able to figure out the differences, even in similar faces. And then the other sort of fundamental change that's going on is that each of us is kind of getting more and more of our photos online. So there's just more data for these facial recognition systems to compute. So, you know, in the past, you would, you know, maybe 10 years ago, it would have been hard to find, you know, 10 photos of a typical person online. But now you can find, you know, dozens and dozens on sites like Facebook. And because there are more photos, you know, there's more for the computer to crunch, and it'll likely become easier for it to you know, make those matches. But you're right. I mean, this technology is not perfect. No one's expecting it to be perfect, which is sort of one of the difficulties that we might face.
Except maybe that prosecutor who's going to use it in court, which
right.
We're going to get to in just a minute. I have one last technical question, though. Do they look at the irises of your eye? Have they gotten that specific yet, or are we not there yet?
So the face recognition programs, as far as I know, don't include iris scanning, but there are separate iris scanning or software that does that. It sort of looks at various parts of your iris and makes a match that way. I mean, that's for practical reasons harder to do. It's harder to ask a person to pose for a photo of their eyeball. That's why the face recognition software is seen as sort of more interesting for law enforcement, because you can do it from a distance. You can take a photo of someone, you know, 5-10 feet away and perhaps match their face that way, perhaps without even them knowing.
Mm-hmm. Whereas with the iris, obviously, they'd have to participate.
Right, that's more like a fingerprint in that way.
Right. So let's talk about the implications for law enforcement. This is a new facial recognition device developed by a Massachusetts company, B12 Technologies. How close do police officers actually need to be in order to get a picture that they can reasonably use to identify you?
From what I can tell, there are demos of the technology on the company's website, and it seems that they can do it from a few feet away. I mean, it's theoretically, it seems that it would work in any reasonably clear photograph, and you can take a photograph from, you know, from far away. The technology here, they're using iPhones. This is a system that is an add-on for iPhones, and the iPhone camera is not, you know, fantastic. So perhaps you couldn't, you know, there's no telephoto lens on it, for example, so you couldn't take a photo from you know, around the block, let's say. But a few feet away, you know, it would be good enough. The thing, many of the law enforcement officials who plan to use this say, you know, that they say they're wary about civil liberties concerns, and they say that they're, you know, plan to use it cautiously, and none of them say that they're going to be using it, you know, surreptitiously.
Well, but in theory, they could take the picture. Let's just speak theoretically and match up a picture they would take of you with a mugshot they might have in their files, a street shot with a mugshot, or maybe a driver's license or a passport picture. I mean, that's a theoretical possibility.
Right. So the way that I think these systems work is that they would match. An officer would take a photograph, and the system would try to match that photograph across a number of databases. You know, criminal databases like, you know, previous arrests, mugshots, things like that, but also you know, passport photos, driver's license photos, to try to identify people even if they may not have a criminal past.
And as you suggest, there might be some civil liberties issues.
Right. So the big question that hasn't been tested is whether, if you take a photo of somebody and you run it through a face matching program, whether that constitutes a legal search, and whether you need a warrant for it, whether you need to notify that person, or, you know, whether it's not a search, whether you can just sort of, whether officials can just do it without getting a warrant or without consulting judges or anything like that. And from what I can tell, from what experts can tell, this has not been tested in court. So, you know, nobody knows yet. It seems that sooner or later we will have this test, because, you know, the technology is coming along and these officials are sort of jumping on it. So I'm sure that this will be a question that's going to be tested soon.
And you suggest that law enforcement thus far has said that they aren't using these technologies and aren't interested in jumping ahead of the legal assessment of whether it would be a violation of your civil rights.
Yeah, the way that they might use it right now seems relatively benign. So one of the examples that was given in the Wall Street Journal article was that if a cop stops a driver who isn't carrying his license, they would take a photo to try to get an ID of that person that way. The theory is that that doesn't constitute a search. It might be used in that manner. I'm not sure in what other sort of circumstances they might use it. It seems that it would be kind of most useful for surveillance, right? For, you know, you see some people on the corner doing something fishy, and you want to take photos of them to find out who they are immediately, you know, without sort of doing any kind of investigative legwork or trying to figure out, you know, through other means. It seems that that would be kind of the most useful way, but that sort of is also the most legally murky, instance of using it.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. My guest is Farhad Manju. He is the Slate technology columnist, and we are talking about face recognition technology. I wonder if any of our listeners find this creepy or otherwise problematic? Are you concerned about search or privacy implications, constitutional concerns? What do you think about it in general, or do you just find it cool? 212-433-WMYC, 212-433-9692, or you can post a comment at WMYC.org. We have time for a question or two. And again, this is the Brian Lehrer Show on WMYC. Farhad, there are other pieces of equipment that police use, like weapons, and they have to think about all kinds of constitutional implications when they use those. And those have Fourth Amendment implications. That's the search and seizure portion of our Constitution. Why would facial recognition software be any different for law enforcement than traditional law enforcement means?
Well, I think that, you know, I don't think that people are arguing that it is different. I think it's just that it's novel and that it hasn't been tested. And so there's sort of a, you know, legal obscurity here surrounding this new technology. I mean, it happens. This is the sort of thing that happens often where we get into technology and it kind of integrates into society before we ironed out the legal questions surrounding it. So it seems that question will be solved soon enough, especially, you know, from the reports, it sounds like, you know, law enforcement officials are moving very quickly onto this technology, and that makes sense. I mean, the technology is kind of getting really good very quickly, and, you know, you can see how it would be much in demand for authorities.
Let's take a call from Janine, who is in Brooklyn. Janine, you're on WNYC with Farhad Manju of Slate. Go right ahead.
Hi. My question is, I know that it takes some energy to store data, and, you know, you have it in different places, and I can see the use for law enforcement using this, but I don't know, is it worth it for us, for the general public, to have this when it could be, I don't know, using up a lot of energy in the end? That's my question.
You mean as an environmental concern?
Yes.
That's
yes.
An excellent question. Farhad, that's a great question. We're talking about it in terms of constitutional concerns and just as a technological matter. But what about the environmental implications as we store more and more data?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the proper way to think about this is that this is the face recognition as a system is built on top of data that we're storing anyway, not for face recognition. I mean, the reason people are storing photos online on Facebook and, you know, Picasa and iPhoto and other things is because they want to share their photos. I mean, and I think, you know, there's a legitimate environmental discussion to be had about that, whether it's better than the old way we were processing and, you know, passing around photos on paper with chemicals. This is sort of a question that the tech industry struggles with, the energy costs surrounding the huge data centers they have to build to power the internet. I do think that many customers, you know, consumers will see a positive benefit, I think, from some of the face recognition technology. I mean, you mentioned your iPad. People love when their photo software can organize their photos by faces. The tech companies I've spoken to say that this is one of the most popular features in their software, in their photo software. And then over the last few years, we've seen, various tech companies kind of inch toward adding face recognition software in other products, but not quite doing it because of a fear for a public outcry. But, people at Google have told me that a feature, they have an app called Google Goggles where you take a photo of something and it kind of searches through the Google search engine and tells you what that item is. So you could take a photo of a CD and it'll name the CD for you. It doesn't do faces at the moment, and that's on purpose, that Google has not allowed it because of the fear of a public outcry. But they've built a test system. It's pretty good, and people at Google have told me that many customers really want that. You know, they get requests for it all the time.
Well,
so I think that people want it, you know, but and it's okay. Just sort of waiting for the companies to pull the trigger on it.
Well, that will be the last word. Farhad, we'll check in with you as it evolves. Farhad Manju is technology columnist for Slate. I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. We'll be back at the top of the hour.